good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Thursday edition of the Mark Moses Show right here on 1560 The Fan. Check out the Facebook Live feed. Stream it on our website as well. And yes, this is the greatest show in the history of the universe. That's how we roll. Is it a Thursday? Are we sure, Mark? I think it is. There are days I still don't believe it's September. I'm not kidding around. Like, I'm listening to the Jim Rome show right before I come on, and he's like, well, you know, the LA Dodgers, in this coronavirus pandemic season, they've clinched a playoff spot with 10 games to go. I'm like, really? Wait, isn't it still like June? No, no. It's Thursday, September 17th. There are about 9 or 10 games to go in Major League Baseball. Remember, they didn't start till later, and then playoffs are pretty much going to start on time. That's how crazy this is. Expanded playoffs, but playoffs are going to start on time. You're like, really, huh? There's a part of me, I still think it's like the start of the pandemic and it's March, but it's not. We're going to enter week two of the NFL season tonight with the Bengals and the Browns. It's September. It is. The only way I can remember is my hair has not been cut since, like, I think the Super Bowl. I think that's about it. That's the only way I know that time has passed. That's about it. Everything else, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure about that? So it's funny where my sister, she had to get out of the, like, Destin-Fort Walton Beach area. She left right before the hurricane started. She came down here. She stayed with my parents for, like, a night or so with her son. Then she says, hey, we're coming up to see you. So they came last night. We had a very nice time. We were hanging out, kind of like a slumber party with a three-year-old. That's what it kind of was like. We had a nice time eating food, playing games, laughing, catching up with family. So this morning, like super early, and earlier than usually this show gets up to actually go do stuff, my sister's like, hey, I want to see the Kelly Slater statue. I've never seen it before. And I was like, you know what? I've seen photos of it. I don't think I've ever seen it before in person, the Kelly Slater statue. And I asked her, and I've lived in this area for 7 years. I'm like, all right, where is it? So she put it into her phone. We GPS it. We're driving A1A past the Patrick Air Force Base, which is really beautiful to see. And I'd like to thank all those hard men and women that are working there at the Air Force Base. We're all supporting you. So we're driving. And it's like, oh, it says to take a U-turn, and it's right there. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold the phone. And she's like, oh, it's right there. I go, wait, what are you talking about? My sister's like, it's right there. I have been by the statue like 10,000 times on A1A in Cocoa Beach. I've seen it before. My brain just doesn't register. Oh, that's it. I've driven by that so many times. It's so weird sometimes. The place where you live, you don't even realize what's going on. Like on our classic rock station, 95.9 The Rocket, I will tell the story when we play The Doors, how Jim Morrison was born right on US 1 in Melbourne, Florida. He's right there. The lead singer of The Doors, Hall of Famer, one of the great front men of all time in rock and roll, Melbourne, Florida. I know the trivia question is, all right, Jim Morrison, where was he born and where was he buried? All right, it's kind of crazy. Jim Morrison, born US 1 in Melbourne, his gravesite, if you want to put it that way, Paris, France. I don't think he was 30 years old when he died, which is such a sad, sad story. And I think today, if we're going classic rock trivia, I think today, because I saw this I think I saw some TV show. Today is the 50th anniversary of Jimi Hendrix's death. 50 years ago! Wow! Yeah, so I really throw it out there. I really do. So it's cool. We're there in Cocoa Beach. The three of us go up there. We take our photo with the Kelly Slater statue, which is really cool. We went over there. And remember, this is all before like 9 in the morning. So there's barely anyone driving around or walking around. We're the only people there at the statue. It's really cool. I think, you know, you hear me say this. like, if you're in Melbourne, what do I think about? To me, the O'Galley Art District and the Shark Head. I love that Shark Head. I really do. I know I talked about, like, 3 weeks ago how they're kind of building another building in front of the Shark Head. I love that Shark Head. I love it so much. That's why I use it for social media. Love the Shark Head. But I think of Cocoa Beach, there's a couple places, you know, actual businesses. But you know what? If you get a chance, and I know people aren't really traveling as much as they used to, you should go take your photo in front of it. So I posted that on, like, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So it's funny, and this is a warning to all the dudes out there. If you post a story on Facebook or Instagram, so if I post a story, hey, here's me in front of the statue, I can see everyone who's been stalking me. So, like, if you're a woman, and let's say you're like, hey, here's me at the beach, every dude that's looking at your photos, yeah, that woman can see that. So if you're stalking, that's a heads up for you. You can't creep in secret. That's what I'm trying to say. So I say that, and I thought, this is me, like, being giddy here in Brevard County. So I post the photo. Hey, we're here in Cocoa Beach. We're here in front of the Kelly Slater statue. Isn't this cool? And I tagged him. Well, Mr. Kelly Slater, with his almost 3 million followers, checked out my photo. Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe if he's listening right now, maybe we can get the great Kelly Slater. That's right, on the show sometime. Because I have many questions for him. That guy's awesome. He is a Hall of Famer. And yes, he has a statue. That's right. We went over to the beach. And this is like about 9:30, 9:45. Oh, man. Let me tell you. I know this is turning into a travel show now. And classic rock trivia. I'm telling you, perfect. Perfect weather. Not too hot, not too cold. The water's warm. No one's there. All the kiddies are back in school. No one was there. It was fantastic. That was great. I'm here in Cocoa Beach. I'm on the water. No one's there. Oh, it was great. It really was. I had a good time. And everyone's like, well, aren't you going to work today? I am. I am going to work today. I am. Yay! That was a good time. I had fun. Mr. Kelly Slater. And it wasn't like one of these, you know, these like robot fake accounts either. No, it was him, which I thought was awesome. That's right. See, I'm cool enough for Kelly Slater to stalk me on Instagram. Man, Mark, this show is going places. It really is. It's going places. All right, let's go over this. So tonight, like I said, you got Thursday Night Football. It's the Browns and it's the Bengals. That's who's playing tonight. So that means it's Joe Burrow, first pick in the draft with the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, should have tied or beaten the Chargers in week one, like, what was that, 4 or 5 days ago? And then you're going to take on Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. Yes, who's now on his third coach. This is very key now. And I know this is like an overreaction, and the season's very early. I mean, we're going into week two. But I'm not going to kid around when I say this. If Joe Burrow comes out in his second game as a pro, and he looks legit, and Baker Mayfield struggles, then that's about it for me. You have got to produce. If you are Baker Mayfield, you are the former first pick in the NFL draft. Everything's on you. You're the guy that's supposed to help and get the Cleveland Browns out of the gutter and into the playoffs. I heard someone say this, and I don't know if I agree with this comment. They're like, yeah, he's just pretty much like a fatter Johnny Football. It's like, I don't know about that. But how many years, maybe this is the real question I'm trying to ask here. How many years do you go, all right, this guy is not the guy? How many years do you go? I will answer this question. With the rookie contract, the key is by year four, do you give him the extension? If you don't, then it's a failure. That's what it is. Let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is going to be. 321-984-1234. Who's this? Where you call from? Great call. Wow. I broke my rule where I was going to answer the phone And then no one picked up. That's how we roll. Can they hear me? Yes, they can. My board is correct as well. Sometimes I'm not sure if the phone caller can hear me, but they can. And if you want to chime in, you can as well. I'm not being a jerk. Just sometimes people call into the show and their phones die after a while. It happens. It's okay. 321-984-1234. That's why I throw it out there. It's the least I can do. All right? But I'm telling you, if Joe Burrow looks good tonight, right, and expectations are low for him because he's a rookie, it's his second start. He's going to struggle. He's going to have to learn to play at the next level. You're not at LSU in the SEC and you're taking on Arkansas every week. You're not. This is the big boy league now. Well, you are taking on the Cleveland Browns. So, hey, and whatever happened to this idea where Odell Beckham Jr. is on the trading block? What happened to that exactly? I don't understand. Is that real? Was that just thrown out there? Was that only one report? I thought he was available. Maybe he plays tonight. Ugh. I like there was that other one like 2 days ago where Allen Robinson on the Bears, where he's like, I'm not happy with my contract. I want to get traded. Then his agent came out like 2 hours later. No, we're not happy, but yeah, he's still going to be on the team. That's what's going to happen here after a while. Fine. Great. Start playing this weekend. We'll make our NFL picks tomorrow on the show. We will do that. But it's not that time yet. It's not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back. Fantasy football talk, baby. And we're going to do it with Matt Letofsky with the Sporting News. Next, here on 1560 The Fan.